Hey, this is Ed Baldwin with another episode of the Nail It podcast series. And today we have a very exciting guest. We have Leslie Chapman Henderson. She's with the Federal Alliance of Safe Homes, also known as FLASH. She has a very interesting history with the MySafe Florida Home Program. Leslie, welcome to the podcast. The first question I want to ask you today is, can you tell us a little bit about that interesting history you have with the program? And what do you do now with FLASH?
So the history that I have was, I was in the insurance industry leading catastrophe response in 1992 with Hurricane Andrew, and a group of us came together, and the organizing question was, how are we going to make sure this doesn't happen this way again? And at that time, in we were a committee, 1998, we became a nonprofit. So we're 28 years old now. Formerly the Florida Alliance for Safe Homes, that's where FLASH came from, became the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. So in 2004, we had a series of hurricanes, and 2005 that really rocked the state. We had six back-to-back over 18 months, and the questions that come up, you know, insurance disruption, marketplace, supply lines, all these different things started happening to Floridians. And I served on two different task forces and came up with suggestions for solutions. And the legislatively created task force, we came out with the idea that we have to strengthen building codes, but we have to simultaneously fix up the older pre-code homes. Because one of our solutions in 01 was a better building code. But what if your house was built before then? What are you going to do? So the MySafe Florida Home program, we actually did the pilot program, $25 million investment in creating all the constructs, the training, the wind certification, the wind mitigation inspection as a profession did not exist prior to that time. So we did all of the original creation of the program constructs. And then the legislature, we had around $250 million worth of grants that went out. It was, of course, very popular. And we're really excited to see how it's keeping going today, because we have to address the older housing stock, and that program is a great way to do it.
Awesome. Well, that's very interesting how you kind of have seen the progress, right, over all these decades and all these years, especially recently. Can you give some highlights of where you think we've made some big progress from those original days that you saw where we really didn't have much?
Well, I think Florida is the leader in the nation by creating the first retrofit program. I can tell you today, through our other partnerships, we have about 12 to 18 states where they're either in some phase of planning or funding similar efforts, but Florida was first. And obviously the most generous with the continuous funding. I think for Floridians, the awareness level here in Florida is grown over the decades so extraordinarily. Even when there were 10 years of quiet without a lot of hurricane activity, people in Florida know that they need a strong home, and I think they understand the basics of the connectors and protecting their openings. So they know how to do it. And so, of course, the key is, how can we help them get there? If it's a new home built in Florida right now, the building code is almost mirror image with the nation's highest wind standard. And it's getting closer all the time. That's something we work on. For the older homes, programs like MySafe are moving them into where they need to be and giving them a roadmap. So, okay, I can do this today, but I can't do it all. But I know that it's on the list, and that's critical too.
Absolutely. So when you think about the difference between what we say new home, old home, right? How would a homeowner know, okay, I fall into the older home category and maybe I don't have those current codes? What's maybe some tips you can give a homeowner on how to identify if maybe they're in one of those older homes and really what they should do next?
Well, the Unified Building Code, anything permitted after 2002, except for one little slice of the panhandle, you should be in on the newer code. But in the interior part of the state, you still have some weaker practices than what you see along the coastline. We believe everyone in Florida should have opening protection, whether they were in under the new code or the old code. So that's a key. So look at that year. We actually have a tool, the Strong Home Scale. And if you put your address in, you can get a free lookup. We have all the Zillow data and the other data. And we're going to give you that exact recipe. We have an assumption of when your home was built. And we can say, okay, your home was built in 1970. So your list is going to be a little longer of the things you should do, like strengthening your connections, looking at your roof, the garage door, etc. But we're also going to say, you're 2010. You're interior to the state, so you've got all the right connections, but you probably need to do something about shutters or opening protection. So stronghomescale.org, free lookup, the national data sets, it's right there for people, and it's very granular. It matches up with the requirements, and there's pictures. And then, of course, if you get stuck, you can call us.
Awesome. So we talked about where this thing started and where we are today. Where do you think this whole concept goes in the future? What do you think the next evolution of this whole ecosystem is going to look like?
I think resilience is definitely on the rise because we're seeing the take-up stretch all the way out to the industry. One great example right now is the garage door industry. Traditionally, the garage doors were all about the aesthetic because we want them to be pretty, and there's a lot of color trends and other things going on with garage doors, even energy efficiency. But because of data and studies by NIST and other academic institutions, we know now that a strong garage door may be the most important thing on your home because the wind speeds up to 135 miles per hour, which is a weak category 4 hurricane or a high-end EF2 tornado. Keeping the garage door intact and wind speeds up to 135 means you're going to keep your roof deck and your sidewalks. So the real power play right now is garage door strength. That industry is figuring it out. They're joining forces with us, and we're going to see the wind-loaded, wind pressure-resistant garage door sales across the country move inland to the Midwest, Tornado Alley, and beyond because of this new... It's not something we didn't know before, but we now have the proof points to show people, and the industry is leaning in on it, too.
Fantastic. Well, Leslie, that was incredible information, I think, for us on the history and your connectivity to it and where this thing is going. Is there anything else that you think would be valuable for our folks to know about today?
Well, I just want everyone to know that because Florida was first, we are here for anybody that's listening and they have any questions, flash.org. You have a wealth of information there. We are backed by the best labs in the country, the best academic institutions, my alma mater, UF College of Engineering and others. So if you have a question or you're stuck, you don't know where to start, call us, email us. We will help you. And that's what we're here to do.
Awesome. Well, Leslie, thank you so much for being with us today. And for those watching, we have grants available. Apply today at mysafeFloridaHome.com. Thank you.